The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Well, plans to go forward with a proposed sports arena for Cross Bayou near downtown Shreveport were shut down yesterday, as after a lengthy two-hour meeting, the city council voted 6-0 against securing funding for the project. The vote was a surprise, as council members who previously supported the project voted against it, citing misinformation, some attributed to social media. Michael Corbin of District D had this to say during the meeting.
There is a thick fog over the details of this project. There's misunderstandings.
So it's back to square one, as city council members will revisit the Cross Bayou project at a later date. Fresh fruits and vegetables make up a healthy diet, but if not prepared properly, they can make you sick and even be deadly. Shakira Williams of Shreveport is a public health information student and will present a fruit and vegetable safety program. It takes place later today at Shreve Memorial Library's Atkins Branch, located at 3704 Greenwood Road. She joins us now to talk about food safety and how we can prevent foodborne illness at home.
These fruits and vegetables do cause contamination and can cause you to die. I mean, the CDC actually quotes about 48 million people will get sick each year from a food-related illness. And that's really, that's too many people in the world getting sick of something that they have consumed.
That is a lot of people. Now, anyone can get sick from contaminated food, but who is most at risk?
The vulnerable population. It affects pregnant women, people with chronic illnesses, older adults, and younger children, because all these subgroups have, or at a point in time, will have a weakened immune system, which foodborne illness wants to attack people with weakened immune systems.
Well, that's an important thing to keep in mind. In the short time we have left, can you give us a few quick tips on how we can improve our food safety at home?
Well, some of the things you can do starts when you first go in a grocery store, you know, paying attention to what you're actually picking up. Let's say certain particular fruits that may look better, but it may have some rotten pieces or something. So it all starts in the store. You know, make sure that you're buying right from the first point. And then also when you're coming from the grocery store, making sure that you're separating your fruits and vegetables from your poultry, your seafood. And also when you're bringing it home, you want to make sure that you separate it for safety. When you're storing it in your refrigerator, that you're not just putting your raw produce with your meat. And then lastly, is preparing it safely, you know, not using the same cutting board to prepare your poultry and your fruits and vegetables. Maybe to have two cutting boards, you know, one for your raw produce and one for your poultry. So there's a lot of different tips and things you can do, because foodborne illness is very preventable.
Shakira Williams' Fruit and Vegetable Safety Program is free. It will be from 4 to 5 p.m. today at Shreve Memorial Library's Atkins Branch, located at 3704 Greenwood Road in Shreveport. For more information, you can call 635-6222. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. No rain in the forecast today. Expect a high temperature of 85 with a low of 64. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, 66 degrees and sunny, and 63 in Alexandria-Pineville. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.